As House and Senate conferees close in on an agreement on the 2018 National Defense Authorization Bill, the controversial Amazon provision remains in play. It seems likely the final version will look a lot different than the current one. Senators are interested in pruning the language in the final NDAA. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about how the push to open up online marketplaces might change, and he joins me now in studio to discuss. And Jason, this so-called Amazon provision was controversial because it looked like Amazon put its own language in the bill originally.
Exactly, Tom. And one of the things about this Amazon provision is it's going to create what they say one or more commercial online marketplaces. The Congress, and this is the House version of the NDAA, they're telling basically GSA to create these online marketplaces so agencies can more easily buy what they call commercial products. So just think about your normal life, Tom. You go and you say, hey, I need a new pair of shoes. Hey, I need a new widget for my house. I'm going to go on Amazon, see what it is. I'm going to buy it. And the thought behind this is, why can't the government just be more like you and me in our personal lives, or the government in their personal lives? And that was the big push. The problem is the government is not me and you in our personal lives. And there's a ton of laws, a ton of policy, and a ton of reasons why they just can't go out and buy something so easily. And that's what's coming. That's why this is controversial. The Amazon pieces you reference is there was a big rumor in industry that basically said Amazon, if they didn't write it, they definitely influenced it. Now, I've been told by House Armed Services Committee members that Amazon had no play in this, and this was a working between the committee and the Defense Department, but I'm not sure that that is the entire story.
And isn't it also true that GSA has been working for many years on its hallways project, its online buying places, and also the category management initiative to try to streamline the whole thing in that manner?
This seems like it's one of those discussions that, Tom, we've been having for 20 years, how to buy more commercial. Now, GSA and DoD combine on something called FedMall, which is an online marketplace to buy commercial items. GSA has been trying to reduce the burden on agencies, on vendors, so they can buy and sell more commercial products more easily. So all of this has been in the works. So there's definitely desire. But I think what Congress is basically saying, and specifically the House Armed Services Committee, is, hey, this isn't happening fast enough, and we need to give it a big old push, and we need to break the system. And this is one way they're saying we could break the system.
And the senators, you say, want to go more slowly. What's their reasoning?
So I got wind that the Senate Armed Services Committee held a meeting, if you will, a listening session with about 30 to 40 industry executives, associations, other stakeholders, and people from across the entire, you know, sector, industry sector, medical devices, Tom, or IT, or office supplies. And they really wanted to understand this provision, how it would work, what are some of the challenges. There's about two-hour listening session. About six or seven members of the SASC committee staff members were there. No members, no lawmakers, but the committee staff really do the yeoman's work here. And basically, they left the industry with, give us your ideas. Send us your ideas. We want some, how could we do a pilot? How could we test this concept out? And I think that is the direction that this provision is heading.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Any of the ideas that we know about that came back up from industry?
So two associations came out, one publicly, the Coalition for Government Procurement put out their recommendations publicly, and then the IT Alliance for Public Sector, ITAPS, I got a hold of their letter to the committee, and I was able to kind of pull from that letter, and both offer very interesting views. Let me start with ITAPS, since that was not publicly available. What's interesting about ITAPS is they're asking for the Congress to exempt IT and communications technology. So here, the thing we buy most commercially, you go to Best Buy, you go to Target, you go to Amazon and buy a new computer, you buy a new headset, you buy some more storage. They want that exempted from this pilot. Very interesting. And they also are saying there's so many questions around how the agencies and GSA and potentially the online marketplaces could meet stuff like the Small Business Act, like Truth in Negotiations Act called TINA, the Berry Amendment, Buy American Act. All these rules and regulations would add a lot of compliance layers, and especially for IT. So until we understand how that all works out, the pilot should not affect the IT world.
So the technology association, or one of them, is saying don't buy technology products using this technology.
Almost. It's almost like they're saying, We're a little concerned about it, so let's see how things play out. We don't want
to
be the
guinea pig.
Try it out
with toilet paper first.
Exactly, or pens and pencils. So, and then the Coalition for Government Procurement, they were less about, hey, let's do this or don't do that, but they offered two interesting things about what they called a pre-flight checklist of about 12 items before the pilot, and then they offered maybe 5 or 6 or 7 other items around the pilot to say, hey, could you also do, for instance, you know, think about this and keep in mind that. So I thought both of those were fascinating and very interesting. And the other point that the Coalition for Government Procurement put out, and I think it's very important to say, is assuming that the commercial e-government provider, online marketplace, charges a 10% fee to suppliers, they could be making between $5 and $6 billion in revenue, would make them one of the top 20 federal contractors just from this online marketplace. And for them, that's why they want the Senate, the House, to take this more slowly, because of how big this marketplace potentially is.
Plus, there's the concern over supply chain and whether resellers are authorized, and that can get complicated or difficult to follow in these types of marketplaces.
And I think that goes to why people are so concerned about this amendment or this provision, is because how would that work, and would that onus fall back on the government? And why should the government have to understand if Tom Temin and Associates' third tier down supply chain is coming from China or Iran or North Korea? That's putting a lot of burden on the government, and I think that's a concern. Why, for instance, ITAPS brought up the IT piece, because so much is made around the world.
Yeah, you could buy a router from North Korea and it would block all traffic.
Block all traffic.
Just the kind of router you want.
Or driving on the Beltway, on the rush hour.
And Jason, you and I both attended the Executive Leadership Conference. It was the 27th. I was in the first one 27 years ago. Well, it was 26 years ago, actually. What were your big takeaways from it?
So I thought there was a lot of good discussion, and you know, they announced for ELC and MOC, their other big conference management change, a new kind of re-envisioning for 2018, called Imagination Nation. We have a link to the website, so if people are interested, they can submit their ideas for how ACT IAC can change. But there's two things that really stood out to me, Tom, and there's a lot of good stuff there.
Less chicken, maybe.
Less chicken, there you go. Two things really stood out to me, because that you know, in terms of both news and both of interesting discussions. Let me offer you one. Trevor Rudolph, who was the former OMB Cyber National Security director of that office, that unit, he said it's time now maybe to rethink how that we do consumer technology, consumer cybersecurity, really. And he actually says maybe the government should create a new agency or a new office called Consumer Technology Security Commission, modeled after the Consumer Product Safety Commission, where this new IT commission could look at cybersecurity, offer up standards, do recalls, really add some regulatory oomph to cybersecurity in the consumer world.
All right. Next year, we'll see you in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Tom.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Check out his notebook now online at federalnewsradio.com.